Hallelujah. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. He is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Somebody say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I got something to thank him for. Hallelujah. Woke up this morning, blood running warm in my veins. Thank you. Woke up this morning, stayed in my right mind. Thank you. Woke up this morning with the mobility of my limbs. Thank you. Woke up this morning with food on my table. Thank you. Woke up this morning still alive in the land of the living. Thank you. Woke up this morning still can breathe, still can see, still can smell with my wife and my children all right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. The Bible said, even if you don't thank him, the rocks gonna cry out. You ought to thank him. You ought to thank him. I got a call, a text on my phone just last week. A woman said, pray for my son who was shot in the arm. I told her, thank God that he was not shot in the head. I said, thank you. I don't know what you're going through, but thank him through the storm. Thank him through the rain. Thank him through the difficulty. Thank him through the hard time. Because when you start thanking him, the blessing. Hey, hey. Somebody ought to dance. Somebody ought to dance. Somebody ought to dance. Somebody ought to dance. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. What?
Lord, I thank you.
Say it. Say it. For my mind. For my health. For my home. For my child. For my life. Oh my goodness. Oh, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I don't know why you came here. I don't know what you came to do. But I come to praise him. see, you can't worry and praise him at the same time. When you start praising God, the arthritis in your arm, you don't feel anymore. Could you just clap in your head. Hey, when you start praising God, you don't feel that pain anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just try me. Get up and praise him. Just try it. Get up and praise him. Just try it. Come on. Come on. Just try praising him. 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 Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just hey, 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 hey. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Everything. Everything. That have breath. Praise the Lord. Everything. Can you just praise him with the drums a little bit? Ha! Can you just praise him with the clap? Can you praise him with the organ? Can you praise him with the piano? Can you praise him with the organ? I thank God for Shiloh. I thank God for the choir. I thank God for the saints. I thank God just for being here this morning. And I thank God for a fellow called Armstrong. Amen. He got a strong arm. Hallelujah. We love your pastor. He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of my nation, Liberia. He's a good man of God. He's a lover of his people. He's a pastor's pastor. He's the shepherd of his flock. He's a loving, caring man with a vision. How many people part of the 2020 vision? Amen. Hey, I know I'm an associate member of Shiloh because I'm part of that vision too. Amen. I just want to thank God for him. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be here this morning and share the word of God. I also want to just thank God for members of my family who are here and my friends who came all the way from South Jersey. I want to first introduce my life partner. Please stand, darling, let him see how God blessed me. Amen. That's my wife, Gerudo. Amen. With her in the mad hat. Amen. Praise God for the hat. Amen. I tell you, Baptist women wear some hats. Amen. My sister-in-law, Gautama Cassell Harris, please stand. And my brother-in-law, my wife, brother, told you what, Harris? Amen. They came this morning, amen. And I'd like to also introduce two very good close friends of mine. They go places I preach. They say, where you going to be? In and I say, where? And they shall show up. Amen. Let's welcome Cheryl and Ian Ibri. Cheryl, please stand. Let them see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, before I preach, I just want to share something that I do with Shiloh CDC. I serve, in fact, that's Mother Nelson, how you doing? Amen, amen. Anybody heard Mother Nelson pray? She'll pray you in, man. She'll pray you in. Praise God. Mariah, how you doing, girl? Come on, wait, let me see you. There you go, amen. I'm just picking on some folks who've been in my self-management of chronic disease classes. If you have, will you please stand? Anyone of you who's been in the class, just stand. There's a reason why. Hey, that Carly, how you doing? Give these individuals a hand. Oh my goodness, you look good. You changed the hairstyle. Amen. Thank you so much. They participated in the self-management of chronic disease. Shiloh has brought up a new program right now that I've just been trained for, the CDC. It's called self-management of diabetes, specifically. I implore you to sign up for that class as soon as you can. If you're interested, I'll be right here up front after the service. We need you to sign up for it and take it. It's a 6-week class, 2 hours. We provide a healthy lunch in between. and I facilitate the class. So I ask you to sign up for it as quickly as possible, because it usually gets filled real quick, so that we can give you tools to manage your diabetes, tools that you can use. Amen? And some of the tools include the Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody got their mind made up? What the drummer? Where'd he go? You still on duty, man. It's all right. It's all right. I got my mind made up. Well, you know that? Oh, come on. Stand with me, choir. I got my mind made up. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. One more time. I got my mind made up. And I won't turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus someday. Goodbye, I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure of sin. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. One more time. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure of sin. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Born, born, born again. Thank you. Born again. Born, born, born again. Thank God I'm born again. Hey. Born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. Go. Born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. Come on up. Born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. Born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm. I got my mind. I got my made up, and I won't. What? Someday, Jesus' name so sweet. Oh, Jesus' name so sweet. Emmanuel name so sweet. Oh, Jesus' name so sweet. Emmanuel name so warm. Oh, Jesus' name so sweet. Emmanuel name so sweet. And every rock me rock upon Jesus. Jesus' name so sweet. Every rock me rock upon Jesus. Jesus' name so sweet. Every rock me rock upon Jesus. Jesus' name so. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I wanna see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I wanna see my Jesus someday. Oh, I wanna see him just to reach his final place on the streets of glory, down the streets of gold, on the streets of glory. Will I raise my hand? All my kids are past, home and last, ever to rejoice. And I say now, oh, I want to see him just to see his glorious face on the street forever, live in paradise. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. All my kids are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. I got my made up, and I won't turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my and I won't turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus someday. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Lord, we come with a mind to serve you. We come with a heart, oh God, that we pray that you will touch and transform. Touch us in our heart, in our minds, and in our spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit, and hide me behind your cross. Wash me and mold me and shape my mind and my attitude and my spirit. And Lord, that you will speak through me. Make me a vessel of your will. Prepare the hearts of your people to receive your word. And give us, oh mind, a mind to carry it out in our world. We pray, oh God, your blessing upon the pastor of this church. Wherever he may be now, Lord, we pray your holy anointing upon him. Upon each individual here with head bow. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak briefly this morning, however briefly the Holy Spirit will allow, on a subject, failure is not an option. Turn to your neighbor, look them in the eye. So hold somebody by the hand. Do it literally and look them in the eye and tell them, failure is not an option. Oh, everybody in doing it. I guess if I was going to tell you to do it, I got to do it myself. Nobody shook your hand. Nobody grabbed
it. Not an option. It's not an option.
The word of God reads in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse. We don't need to look at it. We know this. If not, hear it. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's the sermon. Amen, amen. Failure is not an option. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Apollo 13 is an incredible, remarkable movie that reenacts and depicts NASA's finest moments. It demonstrates the extraordinary resolve, tenacity, and unrelenting determination and creative genius of the NASA team, who absolutely refused to give up or quit on Apollo 13 crew whose lives hung in the balance. After an electrical malfunction impaired the spacecraft guidance and oxygen system, through their sheer will and undaunted spirit and stick-to-itiveness, they literally snatched the Apollo 13 crew out of the jaws of death. In depicting this moment, it is Kranz, played by Ed Harris, who rallies the troop and declares unequivocally and emphatically that failure is not an option. This failure is not an option attitude and mindset and thinking has become seared in the American psyche. It is the phraseology that has become synonymous with achieving the difficult, the seemingly impossible, or the improbable. It is proliferated and pontificated from the White House, in corporate boardrooms and clinical and research rooms and laboratories and surgical emergency rooms, sales conferences in quest of making and achieving their quotas and goals have declared even to their staff that failure is not an option. In an awful effort of rallying the united and consulted effort in a will to win, leaders, directors, managers, motivators often tell those who they lead and drive to success. They keep telling them, failure not an option. The Viking warriors, if anyone understand them, they were men of valor, men of war. They would build these massive ships and they would go to the enemy territory. And when they get there, they'll burn their ships when they go to war. Because for them, victory was the only end. Failure was not an option. Hallelujah. Unfortunately, in our society today, this mindset, this thinking, and this quote, failure is not an option, has had some devastating and unintended consequences. In high-risk settings as nuclear plants and surgical medical emergency room, biological hazard labs, creation of weapons of mass destruction in military engagement on the battlefield, I can understand why this mindset makes sense. Because failure in these high-risk settings can be disastrous, ominous, and catastrophic. The real tragedy is that in most settings, the failure is not an option. Mindset is taken too far and ends up causing more harm than good. The devastating accident of the Challenger space shuttle over 28 years ago occurred because the concern of an engineer was never voiced or raised, because he was so afraid that they would not be able to keep the deadline of the shuttle launch. And because he was afraid to be the one who sabotaged when they leave, he kept quiet, said nothing. And when they examined the accident, they found out that he was right. All he had to do was speak up. Sometimes because we want to get things done, we cut corners. Because we want to win, we cut corners. We take the short way out. I was down in the back room and I realized what happens here in America. Sometimes young athletes want to excel. They want to make it. They want to be the top. They want to win. And so they cut corners. They take steroids and they take all kinds of drugs that hinder their lives. In America, sometimes politicians are so desirous to win that they put the nation at risk. They cut the nation budget. They put the nation in such a situation that the government is shut down because somebody wants to win at any cost. Many of us watch football lately. Call it the deflated football. Amen. Some people want to win so much that they'll take the air out of the ball to make it more conducive to their winning situation. They'll spy on the enemy or the competition. Do anything to win, but I want to let you know that some things as children of God, we cannot do. Because when you do that, you've already failed. Because your credibility fails, your integrity fails, who you are fails, and your standard as a child of God fails. We cannot engage like the world. The Bible says, have this mind of Christ in you. We cannot allow ourselves to be moved by the world and have the world's viewpoint. Amen. How many Wall Street investors decided failure was not an option when they failed to heed sound financial strategy and cut corners and put bad mortgages and loans in securities portfolio, leading to a credit crisis? How many of us as children of God has done things such as that? As children of the Most High God and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be careful of how we define failure and how we define success. Win and losses, winners and losers. We must be careful not to be conformed to the world's view, the world's concept, or the world's meaning of failure and success. We as believers must be transformed in our views, in our thinking, in our attitude, and in our behavior according to the word and view of the word of God and the infallible word of God. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may do what that is, that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. Some folks would use any means necessary to get to the top, only to fall because they got there through crooked means. Many of us, not long ago, hailed Lance Armstrong, fastest man on the bike, only to find out later on he was juicing up all the time. And what happened to all that credibility? It came crashing down. We know what happened with Pete Rose. Hallelujah. No matter how many home runs he hit, he'll never get in the World Hall of Fame. But he's in the Hall of Shame. We as children of God must continue to understand that failure is not in God. In God, there is no failure. He said, I promise I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always. So do that which is right. Do that which is right, and I will bless you. Do that which is right, and I will give you peace. In fact, I like what David said. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The word said, but the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly that shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. Gentlemen, ladies, my brothers and sisters, there is no failure in doing the right thing. They may look at you and think you're broke. They may look at you and think you're poor. But I'd rather be broke and walking with the Lord than have riches and walking in evil. I'd rather be broke with the Lord on my side than having 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. For what does it profit a man? What does it profit a man or a woman if you should gain the whole world and lose your soul? I just want to stick with the word this morning. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare and the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. The sun will not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. For the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve your going out and your coming in. There is no failure in God. The Bible says, when the enemy comes upon you like a flood, the Lord God, the Lord Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, the omnipotent God, the omnipotent God, he will step in. For folks, some folks in my country where we come from, we call it crookedy, crookedism. Anything you do to get to win, that's how you lose. That's how you lose. There is no failure in God. Failure is not an option. Some folks have had goals and have had dreams and have had desires that God has placed in your heart. Somehow life knocked you over and you quit on your dream. Some folks had ambition to be what God always wanted them to be, but because they fell by the wayside, hands got tired, feet got tired, strip went, they give up on their dream. I come to tell you, failure is not final. It ain't over yet. While you got life, while you got your breath, God will turn it around. God will turn it around. God will fix it. If you decide, I got a mind that will not quit. I got a desire that will not succeed. Let me tell you something about succeeding in God. Anybody heard of Johnson Publication? He had nothing but $500 that he borrowed from his mama. Had a dream and a vision that God put in his heart. He will not quit on his dream. He will not quit on his vision. The difference between a winner and a quitter is this. A quitter never wins. And a winner never quits. I say a quitter never and a winner. Where Johnson would sit in that little one room with the $500 he'd gotten from his mama, and he'll talk to himself. He'll say, John Johnson, you gonna succeed. John Johnson, you will succeed. John Johnson, you've got no choice but to succeed. Sometimes we gotta talk to ourselves. Sometimes we gotta encourage ourselves. Don't wait for somebody to encourage you. Pat yourself on the back. Charles Martin, I can make it. Charles Martin, I will not quit. Charles Martin, I will not give up. He never quit on his dream. And he made it. I like what Robert Shuler says. He said, Cheryl, when faced with a mountain, I will not quit. I will go around my mountain. And if I can't go around my mountain, I will go over my mountain. If I can't go over my mountain, I'm going to go through my mountain. And if I can't go through my mountain, I will just stay in front of that mountain and turn my mountain into a gold mine with God's help. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know about you, but I come to bear witness that failure is not in God and is not an option. The word of God says to you and to me, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Above all, my desire, says God, is that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. I don't care what traps they set in your path. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against you can prosper. But if you put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee, if you put your hand in the hand of the man that stirred the waters, if you put your hands in the lily of the valley, or the bright and morning star, the first fruit of them that slept, I'm talking about Jesus, Mary's baby, Joseph's son. I'm talking about the first fruit of them that slept. I'm talking about Zion's king. I'm talking about the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, somebody's sick. He's a healer. Somebody got trouble with the law. He's a lawyer. Somebody needs a way out. He's a man maker out of no way. I come to tell you that he wants you to succeed. So don't quit. Don't quit. Jesus gives us the most powerful message about not quitting. For him, failure was not an option. Martin, what do you mean? He saw what was to come in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew he had to swallow some bitter pills. In fact, he said, this cup is bitter. Lord, take this cup from me. And then he followed up with, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. God has a will for each of us. He has a plan for each of us. And your plan is still activated because you're still on this side of Jordan. You're not too old. and you're not too young. Don't give up on your vision. Don't give up on your situation. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your life quest. Don't give up even on your health. I tell you, I know that God can do anything but fail. There are times when the enemy will make you think that it's over. My God, 2009, I had such a devastating accident. I think I've stole this story, but I keep telling it. I didn't see the car. I was going at 65 miles per hour, Brother Jerry. This truck turned in front of me, going at less than 5 miles. I stood in my car, gripped the steering wheel, and pressed the brakes with all the power I could muster, but the car just wouldn't slow down. In fact, it seemed like the more I pressed the brakes, the faster it went. Until today, I can still hear nothing but a big crash. Boom! But just before the crash, there was only one thing I had time enough to say. You know it, my brother? Only one name I had time to say. The Bible said there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be. Somebody, I don't know what trouble you're facing. I don't know what you're about to crash into, but if you can only say, Jesus. That's all I had time to say was call upon his name. And Psalm 91 says, he should call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. All I had time for was to say Jesus. And I crashed into that car. And I tried to get up and I couldn't get up because all my hands were messed up. My knees were crushed under the dashboard. And the guy in the truck that I hit, he had to get up and literally pull me out of the car and lay me on the side. I did like this. Okay, I'm still alive. I truly believe had I not called on that name. That would have been it. My wife would have been a widow. My daughter would not have a father. My sons would not have a daddy. He should call upon me. And I will answer him. For the 11 months I went through excruciating pain. Doctor told me and my wife, she's sitting there, I never forget this. He said, we got to do surgery on both your hands. I couldn't move a finger. My brother-in-law would teach me how to use my fingers because he had gone through an incident years ago where he was taught to just try to put the fingers together. They'll pull my hand down. When they pull it down, they just go back. I couldn't pick up a pin. I couldn't feed myself. My daughter fed me. She ate most of my food, though. But I made up in my mind that I would not be a cripple. For me, being a cripple was not an option. Failure was not an option. I made up in my mind. They did the surgery, but the doctor said there, my wife sitting next to him, he said, we got to also operate on your knee. I look at him, I look at my wife, I said, God told me about the hands, but he didn't tell me about no knees. Amen. Sometimes you got to claim your victory in the midst of defeat, in the midst of seeming defeat. When everything is against you, you got to speak. The Bible says in the tongue lies life and death. What you profess, you will possess. I told the doctor, no, I'm not doing any surgery on my knee. When they told me to do 1 minute on the treadmill, I was doing five. When they told me to do five, I was doing 20. When they told me that I could do 20, I was doing an hour. There's the knee they wanted to do surgery on, folks. See that? I hid it from my wife. Sometimes I walk in the yard and I would just drop it. I kept saying, you'll walk again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I will not be defeated. I will not be denied. I will walk again. As you speak, so shall it be. Your words are powerful. Your faith is powerful. I don't care what you're going through. But, well, I was telling you about this Jesus. They lied on him, and some folks been lied on in this place. Said all manner of evil against him falsely. Took him to a mockery of a trial. Then they led him through the streets and belittle him and ridicule him and spat on him and put thorns on his head and give him a heavy burden of a cross to carry. He fell many times, but he got back up again. He carried the cross. He got to Calvary and they put nails in his hands and his feet and speared him in the side and mocked him and called him a king without a kingdom. His final word was, "It is finished." The work he needed to do for you and for me was complete. And the enemy thought he had won. Some of us may have thought we'd come to the end of the line. We can't deal with this marriage anymore. We can't deal with this situation anymore. I can't deal with this sickness anymore. I can't deal. It ain't over. Until God says so. They took him off the cross. You know the story. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. For folks, I like to close by just, it just didn't make sense to me as a seemingly intelligent guy that they would put him in a borrowed tomb, Brother Harris. I can understand if you borrow somebody's money, you borrow their car, you borrow their house for a while, but not a tomb. It's designed to be a place of permanence. So that the scripture would be fulfilled. Jesus says, "For 3 days was Jonah in the belly," hallelujah, "of the whale. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days in the heart of the earth." They put him in a borrowed tomb because he won't need it for longer than 3 days. Hallelujah. And then he says, "Greater works will you do who are my disciples." Failure is not your option. It's for those who do not believe. He got up from the grave and said, "All power is in my hand." Took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. I love how Paul puts it this way. "Therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." He promised to keep you. He promised to lift you up from the muck of the mire and the horrible pit and plant your feet on the solid rock of ground. Claim who you are and whose you are. Walk in the majesty that God has given you, for you are the prince and the princesses. He has opened the door for you. Walk in knowing that he has already set the table. I go and prepare a place. I will come again. So I say to you today, failure is no option. Go back. Dust off your dreams. Go back. Revisit it. And say, "God, I know with you and a determined mind, all things are possible." I want to pray right now. I want to pray right now for individuals who've got some things that seem difficult. Somebody told you it can't be done. I dare you come up here and pray with me and see God make it happen. I dare you to trust God. Will you come? I don't know what it is, but we gonna come with whatever the challenge is, and we'll put it to the altar. We'll put God to the test. He said, "Tried me. Bring your troubles. Bring those things that's been difficult, those things that you haven't been able to overcome. I don't care, even if it's an addiction. I used to struggle with cigarettes. God just took it away. I'm going to confess it. Amen. Struggle with a lot of things. He's just taken away. Once you give it to him, he'll fix it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And please, there ain't no shame here. I don't even want you to tell me. I want you to tell him. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, not only is he able to save, he's able to deliver. Lift your hand up to God right now. Father, we stretch our hands to you. No other help we know. Lord, if you withdraw yourself from us, where shall we go? If we run to the mountaintops, thou art there. If we make our beds in the bottom of the ocean, even in hell, Lord, thou art there. So, Father, we come asking you to look at us just as we are. We confess, Lord, we are sinners of your choosing. But, Lord, we know that we're saved by your grace. So, Father, we accept your grace. We receive it again once more. Even though we've done it in the past, Lord, we receive it once more. And we thank you that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. Now, Father, you know the difficulty I have. Come on, somebody said to him, Lord, you know the difficulty I have. Lord, you know the problems in my way. Lord, you know what I need better than I can even say it. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, intercede in my behalf. Give me the blessing that I need. Help me to hold on to the hem of his garment and receive my deliverance. Lord, through faith, I reach out and touch you as you touch me now. In my heart, in my mind, I receive it. I receive it, and I give you the thanks in advance for it. Even now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. 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 And while you're here, if there is someone who has not made Jesus Lord, I'm not saying if you're a church member, I say if you haven't made him Lord, I just beg you, stay with me for a minute. Will you return the rest of you to your seats? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sing choir.
For is your mercy towards me.
Hallelujah.
Your loving kindness towards me.
There is someone
day after day
who wants to make Jesus their Savior today. Will you come at the choir and sing?
Faithful,
is there one? Just one.
Always go by.